This past October, as some of you know, I had the wonderful opportunity, thanks to Father Matt's willing to work extra hard, I had the opportunity to go on vacation, and I got to go to Bavaria to see the Alps. Of course, what's a Kansas boy to do but dream of something other than flat land? And I wanted to see these rolling hills, the green, the rivers, the lakes, the mountains. And so you can imagine my disappointment on the second half of the trip when I finally made my turn towards the mountains and it was socked in and pouring rain and foggy. There I was driving through some of the most beautiful parts of the world and I couldn't see it. And my heart was so disappointed and I thought, Lord, this is what I came for. This is what I came to see. And the only thing I could see off of, you know, a couple hundred yards from the road were the bases of the mountains. Their silhouettes as somehow and somewhere vaguely they disappeared into the horizon of the clouds. And there they stood haunting me and taunting me, even though it was all I came to see, or at least come to see a beauty with a capital B hidden underneath those mountains. What did you go out to see? Not quite a message of comfort or a question of comfort as we come to this Gaudete Sunday of rejoicing, but nonetheless, it's one that Jesus is asking us personally today. So what do you go out to see? The luminaries along the sidewalks and driveways in this beautiful neighborhood, seeking to find the tallest tree, looking for some newest Netflix, binge-worthy Netflix series, the latest sports upset. What is it that you've gone out to see? What have you come here to see this morning? An impressive and powerful and beautiful liturgy? I hope so. A good short homily? I certainly hope so. But I tell you, no, something much, much more than that. The face of the living God and nothing less. So what does this desire of our heart and this Gaudete Sunday have anything to do with each other as Jesus asks us this question and brushes off our inner conscience, hoping to inflame some sense of desire within us? But that this joy isn't something feigned. It's not a pretty face that we paint upon ourselves, not some feigned, muscly smile. It's the fact that as glory drips from these majestic eternal mountains from heaven and stains our purple clothing of penance and not leaves one drop of it untouched and unchanged, we're not just here to speak of a joy that is represented in clothes that tarnish and wither away, but a glory and joy that stains every ounce of our soul today, right here, right now, that our souls are changed, not just by our desire, but by the gift of God Himself in response to that desire. And as we all know that that desire withers and wanes, waxes and wanes, sometimes strong, sometimes not. Well, there's another leg to stand upon, and that other leg is our need, our absolute need for God, which cannot be spoken of enough, not spelled out clearly enough. We have an absolute and radical need for His grace and an absolute and radical need for His mercy. And who but our good God alone has so constructed the fabric of our soul that both need and desire work together as something that draws us to Him? I know who lives like that according to that rule. Children do. Because they know that to need something from a parent and to desire something is no problem with each other. It's a beautiful symphony of love. And that is the song that our God is singing into us today. not just a joy that we hope we're gonna find if we find ourselves on Santa's nice list on December 25th. No, the joy that stains our soul is because of the good gift of God Himself given to us. So if there's any lack of joy in our life on this Sunday of rejoicing, of Gaudete Sunday, perhaps we should take a moment and simply enjoy the goodness of God that's not imagined, not just hoped for, but given. Let's not let that joy be spoiled by any sense of entitlement, of ingratitude, of a victim mentality, of compulsion, of addiction, of sinfulness, and the list goes on and on. But let's cultivate a spirit of joy and freedom by the gift of God Himself, which not only rejoices our soul, but in that rejoicing sets us free. So let us rejoice. I say it again, rejoice, because we have good reason to. So I say to you, blind eyes be opened, deaf ears hear, mute tongues cry out in song of adoration and exultant praise and jubilation. Lame hearts stand and leap and dance for joy, because here is your God, and He comes with Eucharistic vindication.